Christ paid the penalty for your sins, and he therefore changed your destiny, just as he has changed your identity. But your nature did not change. This may shock you. The evil that you were capable of doing before you were a Christian, you are still capable of doing. The wrongs that you committed then, you are still capable of committing now. The failures that you were involved in then in your life, you can repeat now that you are a Christian. Your nature has not changed. Now, how can that be? How can it be that a person who is clothed in the righteousness of Christ could live as though he or she is not? Even though I am a Christian, I know that I am prone to wander and leave the God I love. And even though you may be a Christian, you too are prone to wander and prone to leave the God you love. At this moment, your heart may be as warm as it has ever been in your life. You may feel as close to the Lord as you have ever felt in your Christian pilgrimage. Therefore, you may wonder about the truth of the fact that you are prone to wander. You may be rather new in the faith, and you may be under the false impression that because you are a member of God's family, you will never know the horror of living distant from God. I hope that you never know that experience, but if you do not, you will be the exception rather than the rule. Virtually every Christian I have ever met can tell you of a period of time when he was not only, or she was not only prone to wander, but did in fact fall away and live for a period of time away from the Lord. In case you are still not convinced that you are prone to wander, think about your life as it relates to pride, gluttony, greed, anger, sloth, envy, and lust. Galatians 5:16, but I say, walk by the Spirit. In other words, walk under the control of the Spirit of God. This is addressed to Christians. Walk under His power. Walk within the sphere of His influence. Walk in dependence upon the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit. Look at the warfare. Look at the battle. The flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit sets its desire against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. The point is, you can. You're able. But if you are under the dominating influence of the Spirit of God, you will not. However, if you are not under the influence of the Spirit of God, you very likely will.